project title, Reinforcing Protected Areas Capacity Through an Innovative Methodology for Sustainability. Logo, Integrated Belt Area, Biotecare, European Regional Development Fund, EU emblem. The project is co-funded by the European Regional Development Fund and by national funds of the countries participating in the Inter-VIA Greece Bulgaria 2014-2020 Cooperation Programme. Document title, Project Newsletter, Issue 4, October 2020. In this issue, Section 1, Biotecare, a project that cares for the environment. Subsections, a few words for our project. Expected results of BioCar project, and our partnership. Section 2, Implementation of BioTeCare project. Section 3, Activities of BioTeCare project beneficiaries. Section 1, BioTeCare, a project that cares for the environment. Subsection, a few words for our project. Reinforcing Protected Areas Capacity Through an Innovative Methodology for Sustainability, BioTeCare, is a project approved for funding under the Inter-VIA Greece-Bulgaria 2014-2020 Cooperation Programme. BioTeCare falls under the Priority Access 2A. Sustainable and Climate Adaptable Cross-Border Area, Thematic Objective 6, Preserving and Protecting the Environment and Promoting Resource Efficiency, Investment Priority 6D. Protecting and restoring biodiversity, soil protection and restoration and promoting ecosystem services including Natura 2000 and green infrastructures. In full compliance with the objectives of the program, the overall goal of BioTeCare is to reinforce protected areas management bodies' efficiency and effectiveness in an innovative and integrated approach, promoting territorial cooperation in a very concrete and well-defined approach. BioTeCare's main objective is to enhance protected areas management bodies' administrative capacities on the benefit of biodiversity as of local communities. This is in full compliance with the program's specific objective, to enhance the effectiveness of biodiversity protection activities. End of page 1. The BioTeCare proposed decision-making platform could become a valuable tool for understanding the activities and quantifying their respective impacts on biodiversity, for instance measuring ecological footprint, carbon footprint and water footprint. The monitoring activities proposed will give a competitive advantage in managing bodies to enhance their capabilities of protecting the areas of interest and mitigating illegal activities. Small infrastructures like pathways accessible by disabled people will make protected areas more attractive to new audience never been attracted so far, while will attract new target groups for neighboring businesses. At the same time this will be protected areas' contribution to social coherence. To further support entrepreneurship on surrounding areas, BioTeCare will establish the process of awarding an eco-label, a quality scheme that will help local businesses to show a qualitative distinction, surpassing competitors. BioTeCare applies an integrated approach, responding to protected areas' entire environmental systems. It will deliver a wide range of differentiated outputs. Its main deliverables are D1, a set of studies. D2. One set of monitoring equipment fully operational per country. D3. Two sets of ICT applications and D-tools for valorizing studies and data produced from monitoring systems per country. D4. Two small infrastructures certified for access and use by persons with disability. D5. One common labeling scheme. D6. Training sessions. And D7. A policy recommendations report. D1, D2, D3 will form the essential components of one integrated decision support system per country that could operate separately or jointly on the cross-border area. D4, D5, D6 will feedback the decision support system. Lessons learned during BioTeCare implementation and scientific results from studies will form the D7 output, to be discussed during last quarter of project with local, regional and national authorities. Photo. The Seven Rilla Lakes. Credits, Rilla National Park. End of page 2. Set of two photos, Biodiversity along Nestus River, Butaria Butaria and Syricatus Gallicus. Credits, Managing Authority for Nestus Delta, Vistonish and Izamaris Lakes. Subsection, Expected Results of BioTeCare Project. BioTeCare project intervention logic was developed based on the theory of change, taking into account the attempted changes as the basis for a result-orientated project. It will succeed so by 1. Producing new knowledge, word package 3. 2. Apply into protected areas management bodies new procedures and tools, word packages 3 and 4. 3. Setting the first solid foundations for one common or two commonly operating cross-border decision support systems, word package 4. 4. Setting in operation two jointly designed sets of monitoring equipment and exchanging information produced by them, word package 4. 5. Setting in force an eco-labeling award scheme to help local businesses to overcome possible disadvantages emerge from protection status that apply, word package 4. 6. Making protected areas accessible to disabled and aged persons, word packages 4 and 5. 7. Training specific target groups with training sessions and workshops, word package 5. 8. Increasing awareness among target groups and wide audience, word package 2. 9. Contributing to policies through policy recommendations report, word package 5. As BioToCare project is devoted to change, at the end of its implementation major positive impacts will be identified on protected areas management bodies capacities and on local business communities. The development of the two e-tools will increase the managerial capacity of the protected areas management bodies in order to improve the management of the protected areas as systems, define and prioritize the necessary improvements. The combination with high-tech monitoring systems, both for fauna/flora and for illegal activities, will furthermore contribute to the improvement of protected areas' environmental status. Small technical works, pathways, will provide a steady groundwork for the promotion of green tourism without discrimination, for every disabled and/or aged person to enjoy the natural beauty of the protected areas. This social approach of green tourism that is coupled with the promotion of the silver economy approach is expected to be a starting point for the establishment of similar activities in both countries. End of page 3. Photo, Anthemis SP. Photo, Crocus vilichensis. Photo, Capricale, tetraurogallus. Photo, Cicindela campestris. Biodiversity in Rila National Park. Credits, Rila National Park. Subsection, our partnership. We cooperate. We act jointly and we all win. BioToCare project consists of the following partners. Democritus University of Thrace, represented in the project by the Laboratory of Environmental Management and Industrial Ecology. Municipality of Nestos. Greek Biotope/Wetland Center. National Confederation of Disabled People. Regional Inspectorate of Environment and Waters, Bligoevgrad. Rila National Park Directorate. The Southwest University of Neofit Relski in Bligoevgrad. And Printourism Forum. End of page 4. Photo, Squacco heron, Ardeola reloides. Photo, Samcus nigra. Biodiversity of National Park of Nestos Delta and Lakes Vistenadarism Arida. Credits, Managing Authority for Nestos Delta, Vistonish and Izamaris Lakes. Section 2. Implementation of BioToCare project. Subsection, Omeri/Dud is organizing two online workshops. On Thursday, 9th of July, 2020, Laboratory of Environmental Management and Industrial Ecology held two online workshops, part to deliver OBL 5.2 and 5.3, covering the following topics: biodiversity preservation, circular economy and symbiotic activities. And sustainable tourism in protected areas, the BioToCare labeling scheme. The participants included members of management bodies from several protected areas in Greece, and experts from other competent bodies such as universities, municipalities, national institutes. The workshops aim to inform targeted groups of professionals as well as executives of institutions/management bodies involved in environmental management and education activities, as well as to inform the general public. The object of the workshops is the training on innovative issues and tools related to the concept of sustainable development and protection of protected areas, as well as strengthening the administrative and managerial capacity of their management bodies. The workshops were attended by 61 people, executives of the local government, executives of the management bodies of protected areas from all over Greece, primary and secondary education teachers active in environmental education and undergraduate and postgraduate students. Furthermore, Omeri prepared further promo material including key technical results of the project, in order to disseminate the scientific aspects of Bio2Care project. The poster focuses on the circular economy case study within the boundaries of NPMeth, and the comparison between the proposed circular economy scenario with the existing situation utilizing the life cycle assessment methodology. Furthermore, a brief presentation of the proposed Bio2Care sustainability labeling scheme is included. This promo material would further serve for educational purposes, presenting the concepts of circular economy, industrial symbiosis, and life cycle assessment in engineering students of the Department of Production and Management Engineering of Democritus University of Thrace. End of page 5. Full page photo. Poster for key technical results of Bio2Care project. Credits. Bio2Care project photo archive. End of page 6. Subsection. Rila National Park with a nature trail for people with special needs. As part of the Bio2Care project, Rila NP Directorate adapted one of its shorter nature trails, the one running along the Parangalitsa Nature Reserve border above the town of Blagoevgrad, for visits from people with special needs. The specific infrastructure which was provided includes access platforms, railings, rest spots and information boards. The new trail was presented to partners, local stakeholders and disabled people from the area of the park at 6 information days under the motto, Parangalitsa Reserve, Accessible and Equal. Topics of the info days included the history of Parangalitsa Reserve and its values, visitor rules within the reserve, its precious plant and animal life, and habitats. The new trail is about to be tested and promoted by the Greek partners from the National Confederation of Disabled People in Greece. Set of 3 photos. A pathway for people with special needs at Rila National Park. Credits. Rila National Park Directorate. End of page 7. Subsection. Municipality of Nestris completes the development of a new ecotourism route for the observation of the flora and fauna of the National Park of Eastern Macedonia, Thrace in the area of Keramoti. The municipality of Nestris https. Dimors Nestogevgr, is close to deliver a new ecotourism route, path for the observation of flora and fauna of the National Park of Eastern Macedonia Thrace, NPMeth, in the area of the Municipal Department of Keramoti. The path is designed to attract visitors of the surrounding area while it offers infrastructure according to standards for people with special needs. The route starts from the information center of NPMeth, which is located at the eastern end of the municipality department of Keramoti and extends north-northeast through the adjacent forest with a total length of about 610 meters. The area has a great environmental interest, and it is estimated that the implementation of this gentle ecotourism route will increase the number of visitors to the municipality of Nestris. This activity shows emphasis to the protection and biodiversity restoration, the promotion of ecosystem services including the Natura 2000 network, and green infrastructure and accessibility for people with disabilities, construction of a flat deck with a maximum slope of 5%. The aim of the project is to highlight the wider area of the municipality of Nestris, through hiking, in order to promote and utilize the natural and cultural environment. More specifically, the municipality aims at the enhancement of the special flora and fauna that is found in the municipality of Nestris and in the wider area of NPMeth. The enhancement of the remaining Kautzaroman forest that was located in the wider area and now is located in the adjacent program area. The increase of the number of visitors in wider area of the municipality of Nestris, with special emphasis on attracting people with special needs. The development of quality tourism activities in the region, especially during the period other than July, August. The increase of awareness of the local community about regional culture and nature. And the appropriate route labeling. Photo. Ecotourism route for the observation of the flora and fauna of the National Park of Eastern Macedonia, Thrace in the area of Keramoti of the municipality of Nestris. Credits. Municipality of Nestris. End of page 8. Set of 6 photos. Ecotourism route, pathway and a kiosk. Credits. Municipality of Nestris. End of page 9. Subsection. Extension of Bio2Care project has been approved. After a quick discussion among project partners resulting to a request for a project duration extension, early October 2020, the Managing Authority of Greece Bulgaria 20001420 2020 has approved this request, setting a new deadline for project closure on December 19, 2020. This decision will facilitate partners to communicate project outcomes and effectively deliver project deliverables. Subsection: Closing Communication Project Event in the Town of Blagoevgrad. In relation to the wrapping up of BioToCare project communication activities within the Develop Project Communication Plan, the Directorate of Rila National Park held a special seminar in Blagoevgrad. The event was officially opened by the Rila NP Director, Mr. Krasimir Andonov, on October 2, 2020 at the Conference Hall of the Regional Historical Museum. The program included presentation of the results of main project activities, the implementation of the communication plan, as well as greetings from the Greek and Bulgarian beneficiaries of the project. The event was attended by representatives of the district government of Blagoevgrad, state, educational, scientific and cultural institutions, non-governmental organizations and associations, and media. Set of two photos. Speaker and participants at the closing event in Blagoevgrad and photo of the participants kit. End of page 10. Subsection: Workshop for BioToCare Labeling Scheme in Bulgaria. In the last days of July, the Print Tourism Forum organized a two-day targeted workshop in Blagoevgrad to present the BioToCare Sustainability Labeling Scheme and some other project results. The workshop was targeted at stakeholders from the area of Rila NP, municipalities, other state institutions such as state forestries, schools, scientists, businesses and others. Some external experts and partners like the Association of Southwest Municipalities were also invited. The participants had the chance to see the start of the adaptation of a trail near Parangalitsa Reserve in Rila for people with special needs and the new visitor center of the park in Blagoevgrad, all implemented under the BioToCare project. Set of two photos. Participants at BioToCare workshop and photo of the participants kit. Subsection: Brochure with final project results underway. The Print Tourism Forum is preparing the publication of a brochure presenting the most essential of BioToCare project results. It will show the contributions of all project beneficiaries and the project outputs, including a set of studies for the protected areas of Rila National Park in Bulgaria and the National Park of East Macedonia and Thrace in Greece, monitoring equipment supplied and accessible visitor infrastructure constructed, electronic instruments developed in help of anthropogenic impacts control, a common sustainable labeling system, seminars and trainings, and policy recommendations for better management of protected areas in the future. The brochure will be disseminated among partners and stakeholders in both Bulgaria and Greece. End of page 11. Subsection: Participation of EB, PB4, in the BioToCare Training Workshop: Holistic Look at the Sustainable Management of Protected Areas. EB participated in the organization of the two training workshops, entitled A Holistic Look at the Sustainable Management of Protected Areas, and delivered presentations with regard to topics of its competency, namely biodiversity and sustainable tourism. Specifically, in the framework of the first workshop regarding biodiversity conservation, circular economy and symbiotic activities, Action 5.2's scientific personnel discussed the term of biodiversity, its different levels, from genetic to landscape biodiversity, as well as the state of nature, that is the conservation status of habitat types and species, including of the fauna, in Greece. Also, the historical background of the protected areas institution, and also the categories, features and role of these areas were presented, with emphasis in the legal framework governing their conservation and management in Greece. Last but not least, the European policy framework for financing biodiversity conservation was given and best practices in fundraising were presented. In the second workshop for BioToCare Labeling Scheme in Protected Areas and the Development of Sustainable Tourism, Action 5.3, EB provided the framework of tourism in protected areas as well as the main benefits and, of course, the negative potential impacts of tourism in protected areas, from an environmental, economic and social point of view. Section 3. Activities of BioToCare Project Beneficiaries. Subsection: Scientific papers prepared from Omeli Laboratory, DUT. During last year, scientific staff of Omeli Laboratory has issued two articles on various scientific magazines, presenting BioToCare results. participated in external events promoting the activities of BioToCare project, and trying to disseminate results of the studies. Gaudahis G. and Kakinasai, examining the potential carbon footprint reduction by implementing circular economy practices in a protected area with anthropogenic activities, online symposium on circular economy and sustainability, 1-3 July 2020, Alexandrou Potlis, Greece. Gaudahis G., Kakinasai, Imianidis P., Vakas T., and Mli A. Development of a Spatial Environmental Monitoring System for the National Park of East Macedonia Thrace, International Conference Protection and Restoration of the Environment 15 July 2020, Kalamata, Greece, cancelled due to COVID-19, proceedings published. End of page 12. Subsection. Two new protected areas designated in Rila Mountains. The major goals of environmental legislation in Bulgaria include the preservation of types of natural habitats and habitats of endangered, rare and endemic flora, fauna and fungi species which are representative for the country and for Europe, of protected flora, fauna and fungi species and species which are being traded, of the genetic resources and the diversity of plants and animals outside their natural environment. The protection against the introduction of alien and the reintroduction of local species in nature, as well as the trade with samples of endangered flora and fauna species and actions threatening centuries-old trees. In that relation, law has introduced the establishment of a national ecological network in Bulgaria, including protected areas as part of the Natura 2000 European Environmental Network, which can incorporate other protected territories, and protected areas which are not part of other protected zones. At the regional level of Southwest Bulgaria, the policies for protection of the elements of the National Ecological Network and Biodiversity are being implemented by the Regional Inspectorate of Environment and Waters, Bligorevgrad. With the purpose of enhancing environment protection activities and the efficient conservation and management of types of natural habitats and habitats of species in Rila Mountains, two new protected zones were designated during the period of BioToCare project implementation, covering the periphery of Rila National Park, BG00002129, Rila Buffer under the Birds Directive and BG00006366, Low Rila under the Habitats Directive. The two zones coincide partially as scope. Parts of them fall also within the territories of interest of the BioToCare project. Subsection. BioToCare project, part of European Heritage Days. On September 24, 2020, the Regional Historical Museum of Bligorevgrad paid tribute to the European Heritage Days by opening an ethnographic exhibition dedicated to the cultural heritage of the local community, costumes, everyday life items and tools, documents and photos. The Regional Inspectorate of Environment and Waters, Bligorevgrad, joined the initiative by paying tribute to European natural heritage and presenting the two BioToCare valuable protected areas with focus on Rila National Park, plus the project itself and some specific project results. The event was attended by partners, students, pupils and representatives of Bligorevgrad local community. End of page 13. Subsection. Two new projects of EB, PB4, financed by the Green Fund. Logo. Green Fund. In spring 2020, EB started the implementation of two new projects, financed by the Green Fund under the program Natural Environment and Innovative Environmental Actions 2020, Priority Axis About 1, Biodiversity Conservation Actions. The first project, entitled Promotion of the Green Protected Areas, aims to enhance the identity of protected areas and strengthen their touristic profile, as well as to mitigate the effects of tourism and leisure activities, by attracting informed and properly prepared visitors. The project duration is 12 months and its budget is €80,000. More info. Maria Gutsakiore, Project Manager. Telephone 2310-473320, internal 100, email, merik@eb.gr, www.eb.gr, www.biodiversity-info.gr. The second project is entitled Specifications for Monitoring Biodiversity During the Operation of Projects Requiring Environmental Licensing in Natura 2000 Network Areas, and aims at achieving A. The objectives of environmental monitoring programs as derived by the national legislation for Natura 2000 network, and B. Maximum synergies at national level with other actions with regard to collection and use of biodiversity monitoring data. Its duration is 12 months and its budget is €25,000. More info, Dr. Helena Habjetra-Lumbs, Project Manager. Telephone 2310-473-320, internal 211, email, helena@eb.gr, www.eb.gr, www.biodiversity-info.gr. End of page 14. Photo, hiking in Rhodope Mountain Range. Copyright, B. Iritzotis. Photo, autumn landscape in Rhodope Mountain Range. Copyright, EB/L/Logothetis. End of page 15. Section 4. Follow us on our social media and enjoy BioToCare Project protected areas beauties, like a video from the Seven Rilla Lakes and Rilla Monastery, the Nessus Straits, as also hundreds of amazing photos. Contact us, Project Coordinator, Orgias Gadahis, Associate Professor, Director of Laboratory of Environmental Management and Industrial Ecology, Department of Production and Management Engineering, School of Engineering, Democritus University of Thrace. Address, Vasilisis Sophias 12, Xanthi 67, 100, Greece. Telephone and fax, 00 30 25 4 10 79 8 77. Website, mypme.gr. For more information, please visit our webpage, www.biotocare.eu. Also, you can regularly visit our social media for Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, BioToCare. Set of Legus, Legus of the Partners of the BioToCare Consortium. End of page 16. Disclaimer, this newsletter has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of the webpage are sole responsibility of the Engineering School of Democritus University of Thrace and in no way be taken to reflect the views of the European Union, the participating countries, the managing authority and the Joint Secretariat. The newsletter of the BioToCare Project has been transcribed in multiple accessible formats by the National Confederation of Disabled People, Greece, Project Beneficiary 5. Audio version MP3. This file has been checked and there were no accessibility issues found. Persons with disabilities shall not face difficulties in listening. The document has been translated into British English synthetic speech, normal speed, by Censius Robo Braille 3, 5, 34, Robo Braille.org. End of document.